brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got a whistleblower coming up the next segment that we had pop on last week, but I wanted to get more from her. We're going to keep her name private for security reasons, but talk about the drugging of troops. Very important. We'll get back into the meteor. Is it tied to DA-14 that's set to pass at about 1:23 Central today? That's about an hour and 23 minutes. We're going to be covering that. Al Gore on chemtrails. It's all coming up. But, Robert, finish your point. So, somebody just said that you were going to shoot up a college, I guess, and bomb some people or something. What happened?
It wasn't just anybody. The name of the lady was Jane Little
Hobby. Let's not say her name because I don't know the story, sir. I mean, tell me what happened.
That said this about me, made the false report.
Yeah, well, you know, Alan Dershowitz went on after I was on and said, that guy's dangerous. He shouldn't have guns. He might shoot people. And then the next night they said they wanted to kill me on the show, Buzz Bissinger and Piers Morgan and others. I should have brought up to Morgan, even though I promised to be nice to him. They let me behind stage and to surprise him in South Texas 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. I should have said, hey, why'd you say you want to shoot me? God, but it didn't matter. I told the gun shop owner, if he let me surprise him, I'd be nice to him. See, I shouldn't have gone down there. I shouldn't have promised if I could surprise him that I'd be nice, because then I kept my promise, which I think was immoral. Not immoral to keep the promise, immoral not to confront Piers Morgan again, but whatever. Whatever, I kicked his butt. That's why he had invited me back on to get record ratings. Okay, so what happened in the school? You're like a constitutionalist or something and said you disagree with somebody and then they said this? What are you alleging?
No, this is a great big story. I have 30 pounds of documents that goes with it, and that nobody will investigate this woman for what she did to me. The police went to my house. I've been a hunter since the 1970.
You're an evil person.
So I owned a lot of firearms.
But just tell us the story like you had 60 seconds. Where were you? What happened?
Well, I was in Los Angeles meeting with George Norrie when the United States Marshals came and got me for
this. All right, listen. I need to know the story. Well, let's try one more time. George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM host, university, woman, police, just like, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. What happened?
Well, they came and arrested me for the false report. And
false report where? False report how?
The false report was made in San Francisco by this woman at San Francisco City College. She works for the college.
Is that where you go to school?
Well, I was trying to go to school. I just signed up for a new semester, and it was within 2 weeks after the semester started when I went to the student's rights office to talk to him about a problem. And then I went there the next day. The gentleman that I went to speak to wasn't there. His secretary was.
Did you say anything threatening?
No. There was another woman present with her the whole time. And I didn't say this. See, the thing that she made the report on me about did not happen.
Listen, I don't know the story. I don't know the person. You should file then a report that she made a false police report. That's a felony, if it's true.
I can't get anybody to help me. Nobody will help me here in this community.
So have they dropped the charges against you?
No. It's very complicated. I'd like to talk to one of your investigators and show them my documents.
Now, here's the deal. We barely have time. We're working. Usually it's about 7, 8 at night here. And we're totally overwhelmed just covering the news. Everybody thinks we can help when the government takes your kids for no reason, or we can help when somebody sets you up, or we can help. Sometimes we can take a case and help somebody if it's right there and we know we've got them. But, you know, places like California, even though we're on a lot of affiliates there, a lot of nice people there, the state's really evil. I mean, you might as well live in North Korea. So, I say push the trial, don't plea bargain, whatever they've made up, and bring in that woman as a witness, everything, they'll drop it if it didn't happen. And I'm sorry. Look, they're saying gun owners should all just be locked up in mental institutions. They teach at these colleges that all sex is rape, that men are bad, okay, that families are bad. These are cuckoos.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If Congress won't act soon to protect future generations, I will.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Head of screams is in a 42. The opposition's tongue is cutting too. Keep on the street cause you're in danger. 100,000 disparate, lost in the jails in South America. Curl up baby, curl up tight, curl up baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the worldwide broadcast today. And we are going to be taking your phone calls here in about 15 minutes. Now, going over some of the news, obviously, we're going to be covering the fact that some in Russia are saying that that large meteor that blew up over a somewhat unpopulated area but still injured over 1,000 people might have been some type of U.S. weapon. They have members of their government saying that. I think that's pretty ridiculous. Looks like a big stone meteor exploding to me. That's what stone meteors do. The people ignorant of how meteors behave might actually believe that. Of course, some are saying, and I think it has a lot of credibility, that can be tied to DA-14, that is the closest passing meteor in our recorded history since they've been able to actually pick up these objects the last 50 or 60 years. And a lot of times these asteroids have a group of smaller rocks traveling with them from whatever event happened in the asteroid belt or outside the solar system in the Kuiper belt or on the edge of the solar system. Generally, other collisions cause the larger rocks to be thrown out along with debris. And it's 17,200 miles away, traveling a little over 17,000 miles as well inside the satellite belt with a geosynchronous orbit. And if other spurs are traveling beside it or behind it, this one was traveling in front of it, you can look for some more action. It's set to pass the closest to the Earth that it will at 17,200 miles away in about an hour and 15 minutes, or at 2:24 Eastern Standard Time today, 1:24 Central Standard Time today. We're also going to get into Al Gore talks about chemtrails on the Ellen Show, weather modification. Very, very important. The fact that the entire government knows about this and is running with the UN, they even have the treaties, a global weather manipulation program. And then when we talk about it, they act like it doesn't exist. It's like, no, we never said burn down Dorner's cabin. Burn that house down, burn that cabin down does not mean burn it down. Place the burners. Okay, the fire is set. Okay, we have a fire. It's burning down. You know, good job. Great job. That doesn't mean we burned it down. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Move along. Again, Bill Clinton did not have sex with that woman. And Obama is a Peace Prize person. And he's a libertarian, too. Banning the Bill of Rights and Constitutions, warrantless wiretapping, secret arrest, trillions in banker bailouts to his friends, billions to fake energy companies, massive tax increases on the poor, setting up death panels. But it's loving. It's loving. Now, shifting gears for this segment, Sandy called in on the Sunday show, and I wanted to get her back on because it's on record they put combat troops on psychotropics and other antipsychotics and very dangerous drugs that are linked to mass suicide, death, megalomania, activity like that. And she joins us to talk about that as a nurse who was in theater multiple times. And again, she's a whistleblower, but everything she's saying is already confirmed. It's just good to hear it directly from someone that witnessed it. But to put combat troops under incredible stress who served a whole bunch of tours on drugs that make you snap and kill people and commit suicide, that's why you're getting 22, one of the biggest reasons, 22 suicides a day of veterans in active duty. I mean, it's just an all-time record, and it's accelerating. And that's why most of the mass shooters have been on these drugs, because it puts you into a almost sleepwalking, hallucinogenic state. It's on record. They're in the hallucinogen class. And that's just the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs and the SRIs and some of the others. And she just called in on the Sunday show. I wanted to get her on as an actual guest just to spend a few minutes breaking down exactly what she witnessed when in Iraq and other areas. And so, Sandy, thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were, what you witnessed, and some of the stories that we didn't have time to talk about on the Sunday show.
I was in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I was in the reserves. Of course, I'm a nurse, licensed private practice, but I was activated and took to Afghanistan for a year and worked there in the clinics and in the hospital there that they have for the troops. And the troops put on deployment. They are put on deployment with psych drugs. And if you're not on psych drugs, when you are deployed and you have any type of problem, they're going to put you on serotonin uptake drugs or any of these type of dangerous drugs. And like you said, in the past, being on these type of drugs would ban you completely from the military. I know I've been in for over 18 years, but now they're not only accepted, they're encouraged and they're being prescribed for military troops.
And when did it change?
On the front line.
I'm sorry, start over and say that again. I interrupted you. You were saying that there are also frontline troops on it.
Oh, yeah, that's what's really disturbing about it. We've got frontline troops on sometimes two to three different types of drugs, psych drugs. It's dangerous. These drugs are dangerous. They create a false reality. If you studied drugs at all, you would know that all of these type of drugs, they all affect one area or some type of area in the brain, either the dopamine or the norepinephrine or the endorphin receptors. And that area of the brain is reward and punishment and pleasure. So they're definitely trying to control behavior. These drugs are behavior-controlling drugs, but the question is, what type of behavior are they trying to control?
Now, let me ask you a few questions. Following the news, it was about 10 years ago that they stopped not taking people who'd been on Ritalin as children, and then people who'd been under psychiatric care, they started accepting them to the military. They accelerated getting illegal aliens out of Eastern Europe, but also Latin America, to actually go there and recruit them there and come sign them up to kind of make a foreign military. It was about 10 years ago that I saw this change, and it's also about 10 years ago we see the uptake in suicide, and now it's admittedly at epic proportions, but the media doesn't care. Look, let's have a big parade for a dead veteran. Let's get them some free phone cards. But, hey, nobody's worried about them using DU, nobody being shot up with all the vaccines or putting them on all these drugs. And now I've read articles in Wired Magazine and others where they're testing all sorts of other drugs on whole units. They're not just putting them on Prozac-type drugs. They're putting them on amnesics after combat. They've got literally mind-control doctors now operating in plain view because they found if they load the C-130s in front of everyone with opium, it's like, okay, the government deals the opium. Big deal. Okay, if we put them all on Halcyon after combat, what's the big deal? I mean, break down when you saw this starting because you've been in 18 years, and now is it accelerating? What about the reports of the mass drugging with other drugs? What's going on?
I've just noticed this in the past 3 to 4 years that they've started this push on psych drugs. What people don't understand is, remember Art Linkletter's daughter who jumped out of a high-rise building window to her death because she thought she could fly?
Yes.
She was on PCP, an animal tranquilizer, also known as angel dust. They don't get rid of these dangerous drugs just because they have these problems with them. What they do is they take one molecule out or add one molecule in, and then they change the name. Now, PCP, angel dust, is now called ketamine, and it's a legitimate drug, and people are being given it as a psych drug. I mean, this stuff causes amnesia.
No, I know. They're giving people, quote, ketamine, is the way I pronounce it, ketamine, and that's in the news. Yeah, in fact, I saw where they're putting little kids on ketamine, which is PCP. Yeah, you're right.
And nobody's considering the fact that it's an amnesia and a hallucinogen.
Yeah, let's put the troops on PCP.
They did it.
So you're saying you've seen them put troops on ketamine.
I know that it's happening. I'm not privy to all the medical records, but I know that it is happening in the military. And I couldn't, you know, give out names even if I...
Yeah, but exactly, medical privacy things, which they then use to hide all this. But, I mean, really, folks, think about it. Let's put combat troops on PCP. Gee, how is that not a horrible idea?
It's crazy. I mean, even the lesser drugs all have problems because they all have this receptor, or they inhibit or enhance these receptors for the reward, punishment, and pleasure. And when you're controlling behavior, there's only two ways to do it, reward and punishment. So if you stimulate these areas and you tell somebody this is a good thing to do and reward them with this drug, guess what they're going to do? Like laboratory rats or skin rats in a cage.
Well, you really know your stuff. What are the other nurses and doctors saying? I mean, is there a big revolt against this? There's been a medical revolt against the smallpox and anthrax shots that were killing people. It was the medical corps that got that defeated. The American people didn't stand up for the troops being guinea pigs with illegal vaccines. I mean, is there any resistance now by the medical staff?
We know what's going on, but we're locked down. I mean, one of the reasons, it's not just the drugs, but it's the way that the troops are being treated over there. I mean, before you even go over there, you have to sign all these privacy statements. You have to, under law, that would be treason if you said anything that was going on. And, of course, everything is classified now, so we can't come out and say, we can say, yeah, it's going on.
And they're now arresting whistleblowers. Stay there, we're going to come back. One more second with our guests. They're now arresting whistleblowers all over the place for reporting torture and crime and theft because the criminals now run the government. This is how tyranny takes over, folks. We'll be right back with our whistleblower guest, Sandy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Phone calls for those that are patiently holding, but we've got the videos, exclusive Judicial Watch breaks USDA training videos labeling pilgrims illegal aliens. You're not allowed to say illegal aliens, and the illegal alien was up before Congress saying, don't call me that, it dehumanizes me. You're called an illegal alien in Mexico if you come in from the U.S. or Guatemala, and they give you 6 months hard labor in open-air, mosquito-infested swamps. In fact, that's even in the New York Times, that Mexico has the most aggressive, except for like North Korea, to illegal immigrants. I mean, they get your credit card info, they make your family, give them everything you've got, or they kill you. The Mexican police and jail guards pour Tabasco sauce up your nose and shoot it up your nose with a Sprite until you tell your family to give them everything. I mean, they have torture factories. This is on record, by the way. But it's like, oh, we need to be nice and take unlimited illegal aliens from Mexico, and they can have babies for free, and we'll pay for it all. See, my guest is holding, and I'm already going off on this. But I'm an extremist. I don't think we should give foreigners everything free while we go bankrupt, and the foreigners vote to take our guns. And I think it's wrong to give the troops antipsychotic drugs that actually make them psychotic while they're in combat. I think you're a little depressed, Sergeant. Let me put you on drugs that the insert says it will make you kill people, and then wonder why you start killing people or why you commit suicide. Going back to our whistleblower, Sandy. Sandy, you've got the floor for the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left. Tell people, as a nurse in Afghanistan and Iraq, you said the last 4 years or so you've seen the mass drugging start. Kind of like until 4 years ago, every drug insert said, don't give pregnant women vaccines. They still say that, but they say on the news, every woman needs more vaccines when you're pregnant, knowing it causes a miscarriage. It's like, let's be overkill, overdrive crazy, and see how many people we can kill and hurt. And then when your kid gets brain damage from the shots, they take your kid from you, saying you beat them. I'm sorry, Sandy, go ahead and finish up as a nurse what you witnessed.
Our mistake, I think, is putting too much trust in medical science. And medical science doesn't know enough the brain to safely control these neurotransmitters and how they react with human behavior. It's a deadly trial and error system with serious consequences, and we're human guinea pigs. Have you ever watched one of the commercials for the latest and greatest pharmaceutical drugs? First you hear how great it is. Television actors show you what a great time you're going to have if you take this drug. Then this soft, sexy male or female voice starts listing all the dangerous side effects, and every single time, if you listen carefully, you will hear them say it will make the condition that you're taking it for even worse. It's crazy.
It could cause mass murder, psychotic thoughts, suicide, or death.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sexy, baby. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all fake reality. It's
super.
It's not real. Anything can happen within this type of environment when you are controlled entirely by drugs.
Ooh, Luvox, mass murder. Ah, ooh.
Don't get me started on Freud, because people take too much stock with psychiatry. Father, the Freud of psychiatry, you know he was a cocaine addict.
On record, who was obsessed with his poo-poo?
Oh, yeah, he had mental problems, and he related everything to sex, the Oedipus complex, penis envy, phallic symbol. Freud didn't have any
reason. B.F. Skinner locked up, some of these psychiatrists locked up their kids until they died and published books how they torture them to death. And then you taught in class, was it Skinner?
Freud had sex with his patients.
Well, obviously,
with his patients, and most of them were prostitutes. That's where he got all his research. They were sexually molested as children. He also was supposed to have allegedly had one homosexual relationship with one of his young male patients.
It's incredible. What else did you see in the military?
Yeah. The psychiatrists in the military, they know the history of psychiatry, so they don't really trust Freud's theories and stuff. I mean, they know what a fraud Freud was, and Jung, and all these people. And psychiatry is the only science based totally on theory. Everybody thinks this is what's really happening in your brain, but nobody really knows for sure. So they've made that switch from psychiatry to drugs. Now it has become like medical science. Every condition has a drug for it. Every psych condition has a psych drug.
How bad is it? I mean, you were telling me last week about just how these troops act once they put them on them.
We've had some really fruity, loony, toony people. We have one female who was flipping her gun to loaded weapon upside down and upside down and inside out. And we made her go talk to the psychiatrist. psychiatrist, the psychiatrist says, oh, the three psych drugs that she's on controls her behavior very well, so it's not related to the drugs. So, well, if it's not related to the drugs, then why is she still here? If she's like that normal, you know, this is crazy.
Well, we've got to get
people
the
really
troops. We've got to get the troops off the drugs. They're asking why they're all killing themselves. This is the main cause and effect. The drugs make them do this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, and I went and looked it up because I mixed these psychologists together. It was Skinner that basically created like a cage for his daughter to live in, but they push it all as wonderful and very humane and everything. And then it was some Russian studies where they did similar things later with orphans, and reportedly there were some deaths. But that wasn't on the Skinner psychology. But it's all based around Pavlovian things. And then you get into Sigmund Freud. All these different famous psychologists and psychiatrists have different theories. You've got Carl Jung, and, you know, then you've got, who I think actually has some interesting points, and then you've got people like Sigmund Freud, then you've got his nephew, out there writing all these books and developing what is modern propaganda. Edward Bernays talking about controlling the public mind. And these people are control freaks. And they're really into the fact that they're deceiving you. And they're into the fact that they're manipulating society. And that's why they play this gaslighting game of, you didn't hear us say we're going to burn down this cabin. That's preposterous conspiracy theory. And then they're now in the media going, how dare Alex Jones and others say that? Now, there's a gaslighting article out of the Associated Press, Homeland Security and its cache of bullets. And it says online rumors about big government munitions purchase are true, sort of. And then it goes on to say that I couldn't be reached for comment, not immediately. Well, we never got contacted, but I guess if you tried, you send an email and I don't respond in 5 seconds, I didn't respond immediately. Jones, the talk show host, did not immediately respond to request for comment. And again, that is the Associated Press. And they go on to admit it's true that they bought the 1.6 billion bullets. But they say, oh, Jones was similarly discredited last year when it turned out that, sure, the Social Security Administration bought bullets, but big deal. It's like, yeah, yes, Jones has been proven wrong because they did buy the bullets. And you're like, well, wait, there is an arms race. This is record number of bullets. No, Jones says it's a big deal, but it isn't. And you're like, well, where's the proof he's wrong? Well, he's right. That's why he's wrong. And you're like, but again, gaslighting is a psychological warfare term based on a movie that came out, I think it was in the 30s, but where the man is abusing his wife and torturing her and then going, I didn't torture you. And with highly suggestible people that are in a trance on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class of drugs and others, but also TV watchers they found who watch more than 4 hours of TV a day are more highly suggestible. The language is being reduced. Everything's being dumbed down. And it's really frightening how suggestible people are. You can joke with people on the street and say, you just fell down. Are you okay? I've actually done this as a test. And they go, I did? Really? And you're like, you know I'm joking. And they're like, no, did I? Whoa, what's going on? I mean, they're so weak-minded. They ought to go out and do this on the street and go, hey, you just fell down. I had a crew member one time. We've been out doing a shoot all day, and we're in the restaurant. And I go, because I wanted to do a test. And I went, hey, man, you just fell down. You just fell over. You were just out for a heat stroke or something. They're like, really? I did? Wow. Yeah. How long was I out? I'm like, no, it didn't happen. It is, in fact, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson witnessed that. I won't say who the employee is. His girlfriend went to get another degree. He's a nice guy. I think he even told us that I could tell the story. But point is, I'm not going to tell you his name. And again, I don't do it as a psychologist or psychiatrist to mess with people. I do it to see if it was real. And if you walk up and go, hey, man, you just fell down. Did you know something fell out of the sky and hit you on the head? Really, it did? Yeah, you're bleeding. They'll even think there's blood back there. If you try to talk to people and it's like they're not there, they're like in a daze, or you bring up a serious issue and it's like a glaze comes over, that's their preconditioned response. And we've had all these different sciences of psychology messing with us. I mean, it's a brave new world where they drug the population. The New Freedom Initiative, one of their own board members on President Bush's board, had a conscience in 2005. It was in World Net Daily, but in mainstream news out of Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania board member, you can pull it up, I forget his name, tried to get him on, came out and said, look, I think drugs can help some people, and I'm a psychologist, but they're saying the goal is to put 50% on drugs. They've now got them to about 20 from 15 at that time. And we're just going to bring everybody into the schoolroom and make them get on the drugs. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment, but finish up with our guest. You start talking about this stuff, and it's just mind-blowing that they're going to put half the public on drugs, and then the next goal is everyone. And then when people mass shoot and kill themselves, it'll be, oh, my gosh, we've got to put everybody, you know, take everybody's guns because we've put people on something in the hallucinogen class that, yeah, they may take the drug for a year. It may actually make them happy because they're now in la-la land. But one day, if they're into violent video games, into violent culture, they're angry, they don't, the meds start interacting with something else. I mean, again, a few months ago, a cop's in Walmart. He gets a call. He pulls up to Walmart here in Austin. And I just knew he'd be on prescription psychotropics. And he was, it came out. And, well, I mean, to tell the story, I hurry and then I butcher stories. A cop gets a call in Austin. There's a man in the Walmart and walking around with a gun, just like a zombie. and not robbing the place, just walking around with a gun in his hand. So the cop goes in, asking, you know, says, hands up, and the guy just shoots the cop in the head. Kills him. And I said, right there, he's going to be on prescription psychotropic drugs. And it turned out he was. And I've talked to people off record who said, look, I was in a car wreck in one case, the guy said, and I hurt my back and I was out of work. And they, at the hospital, they said, well, listen, you know, you're feeling a little depressed. He was going in to see his, doctor about a week later. And they said, why don't you go see the psychologist? So they went to another floor in the medical center and they put him on some psychotropics. And he talked about how a few years later he was on two or three of them because the first drug screws you up. So they put you on two or three of them as the answer. And now he's a zombie. And that he would wake up a day later in another town clutching his rifle in his car, sweating. Well, I mean, no kidding. You're on three drugs, absolutely whacking your brain. And if that guy, you know, would have gone and shot somebody, and you've all heard those stories, you've all seen it, you've all heard about it. And it's never, oh, the guy that shot the cop was drinking and taking psychotropics. In that case, he's taking an anti-anxiety. But I'm already ranting and digressing. We have a guest at 20 minutes and a lot to cover in a short time. Sandy, the military nurse, 18 years, whistleblower. Any other points you'd like to add about this? I mean, you were telling me off air about how, you know, first they go on one drug, then it's a second drug, then it's three drugs. Talk about some of that.
Well, it's because when you stimulate these neurotransmitter sites, at first it stimulates that site, and later it deadens that site. And everybody who, you know, study cocaine, which also stimulates the same site, knows that that's true. And if these sites are reward and punishment that tell you what is right and wrong, and at first it's stimulated and then it kills that area of the brain, then you really don't know right from wrong. And if you've turned into one of these, I think one of the main reasons that the military is putting our troops on psych drugs is to create a highly visible class of mental patients. So now they've got the label mental patient, and they've got the public condition, so all they got to say is mental patient, and now everybody is scared to death. They want them locked away forever. Forget about whether they really are mental patients or not. Just the label is going to scare you to death. It's classic conditioning in the purest form. They don't want you to question anything. They have already made these decisions for you, and you are not expected to think for yourself. We have a drug to do that for you.
Well, they know what they're doing. It's not even a guinea pig test. They just want to see if they can get away with giving pregnant women vaccines. They know will make them have miscarriages or hurt the baby and just get away with it. They want to just see if they can put the troops on the drugs and have them commit suicide as a disposal mechanism after they've served their tour. And then they can also list them as mentally ill and take their guns. I mean, it's all a master plan. Thank you for getting in touch with us, Sandy, and thank you for being part of the show. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Hopefully having her on can get people talking. I mean, everybody talks about veterans groups love the troops so much, and everybody wants to help the troops all day. You help them by not going up and shaking their hand and saying, thanks for your service. What service of the New World Order? You help them by exposing our country's been taken over. You help them by exposing they're being used as guinea pigs for vaccines, depleted uranium, nerve gas test, and all of these drugs they're putting them on. Let's go to some phone calls. Judy in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate you a great deal. You're one of my heroes, along with Stuart Rhodes, with Peter Schiff, Ron Paul, and the world is a much better place with you in it.
Thank you.
I mean that. You made me laugh earlier, and you always do when you call Al Gore a man bear pig. I mean, I love the visualization. It's like one of the best things.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a South Park invented the term.
Oh, did they?
The point is that it's imaginary. His whole thing is imaginary. He's a fraud.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And I know that the world is really upside down because, you know, I've thought about it a few times. It's, you know, it's un-American to act like an American in America. And it's really kind of scary what, you know, we're all up against. But what my question was to you And it's probably the most serious one I've asked you on air, because I've talked to you a few times. You're so good. But, you know, what is the immovable object? If it does come down to the point where there's a complete financial collapse, the spontaneous awakening really does occur, and there is, you know, hot courage, there is, you know, possible civil war and all that. I believe men are so dumbed down and neutered in our nation. It's like, what is the immovable object if you know, if globalism is the unstoppable force? And, you know, because what happens when, you know, our, you know, insiders, the troops and the police and, you know, the good fighters here, you know, what does it mean when NATO comes into play or the Chinese?
Well, look, I mean, NATO would arrive because of the Patriot group detonated a nuke, and they had to respond because the evil militias were killing children. It'll always be just some ridiculous propaganda they put out so that psychologically they cast themselves as the hero. But if you look at the culture, it's one thing to joke around and be silly a little bit, but they sell for men to be absolutely emasculated, silly, mindless, you know, the Gangnam style, the Harlem shuffle, you know, all of this stuff to where everything's just a joke so that no one can ever get organized. It's kind of an arrested development. And so they now sell it as cool to have an arrested development. But then you notice when you run into a bureaucrat, an enforcer, it's all real serious. If you joke around with the TSA and say, oh, yeah, my peanut butter, it's a bomb, they know full well you're joking. They enjoy, and the police enjoy, you serving 5 years in prison. If you drop a battery in your backyard out of a child's toy now under federal law, they're trying to enforce it, you know, you're talking 5 years in prison. And you're like, but it's just a battery. And they're like, it doesn't matter. It's a victory to hurt the good people. It's a victory to turn logic on its head. It's a victory for them. If they can get away with really wild stuff, they get away with anything. Again, they know. They taught doctors up until 4 years ago, do not give pregnant women shots. It causes autoimmune disorders, miscarriages, brain damage, you name it. And they now, as a sacrament, say, no, you must have it, and push pregnant women to take it. And they try to give preemie shots, even though they know a lot of times it kills them. That's a bioethics thing. It's like, well, this baby's already unhealthy and costs the system too much money. Give them the shot. And it's like, ooh, you know, if you're into killing babies and into killing old people, you get led into the higher level with the management of the hospital where it's all about profit. And it's like, let's go golfing. I killed 5 people this week. I mean, they're killing people. I can open the phones up right now and have nurses call in where they're on the wards with people chained down begging for food and water who went under government custody under bioethics. And now they're on the news going, yeah, let's go ahead and kill kids. Even if they're healthy. Government wants to, we'll kill kids up to age 3. And like, yeah, kill grandma, hire 10 teachers. Bill Gates, you know. And you're like, yeah, that is crazy. But it's like, no, we're bad. We're the bad ones, you see. And then once they get us collectivized, once they've done that, then they're like, well, hey, what you do to your body costs me money. Healthcare costs must go down. You must eat less red meat. You're like, well, hey, I got my own insurance, my own money. If I want to do that, you know, you think red meat's bad. Your study says it is. I think it's okay. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, I got my own life. They're like, no, sir. Now you're in the collective, you see. I mean, they know what they're doing. And it's all about the fact that they're exempt. You understand? These are a collection of criminals, mercenaries, perverts, weirdos, who set up the same government every time. They parade around their God. They're above the law. You're their slave. Now let's go to Al Gore on Ellen DeGeneres show talking about chemtrails. Here he is admitting, oh, some scientists are so scared they want to spray this in the sky. Folks, there's thousands of public Department of Energy documents, EU documents. We've got articles about it. Up at InfoWars.com, we sell films about it. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying 2 different films? It's all, they don't call it chemtrails. They call it geoengineering. And they're spraying it on us. Toxic stuff. And here's Al Gore showing he knows all about it. But, oh, it's because they want to save us. Here it is.
And it's next guest is the former Vice President of the United States. Please welcome Vice President Al Gore. And what are you... Well, first of all, let me ask you this question, because there's a rumor, I don't know if this is true or not, that some scientists are trying to figure out a way to block the sun to try to slow down global warming.
Yeah, it's a measure of the feeling of desperation that some of them feel.
Are they really thinking they could do that?
Well, some of them are seriously proposing, and I think it's completely nuts.
Yeah.
You know, you put another kind of pollution, sulfur dioxide, up to orbit the cover the atmosphere. The sky won't be really blue in the way it is now anymore, but it would block out some of the sun's heat so that we wouldn't have to take the difficult steps to stop spewing all this global warming pollution into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are a lot of problems with what they're proposing. It turns out plants need sunlight.
Yes.
It wouldn't stop the acidification of the oceans. And it really should be yet another wake-up call for why we need to stop putting all this pollution up there. We put 90 million tons every day up there, and that's what's drying out the soil, 60% of the country in drought last year. That's what's contributing to the worsening of these fires in
the
West.
By the way, let's go to
West
break.
Nile virus, worst outbreak.
I have had more than five different, over the last few years, meteorologists that work at TV stations. On, and they've gone on the news and said, well, you got military jets out here blocking this front. And again, they're taught as meteorologists know how fronts work. They go, this is artificial. They're blocking this front. You can pull those clips up of newscasts. And they're always told, shut up. They get calls from the government and stuff. They fly in to create the desertification. They are desiccating. They are attacking us. They're trying to bankrupt the farmers, just like they want you on food stamps. It's like they're trying to ship the jobs to China, Agenda 21. And then again, stay with us. This is key.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now on this segment and next. Don't forget the broadcast is listener supported. That means spreading the word about the information. If we get out of this mind control system where the government just does bizarre, corrupt things in front of us and sets the precedent that they can secretly arrest, ship in drugs, torture people, say we're going to burn this down, cut the news feed, burn it down, and then say, that's preposterous. We didn't burn anything down. You know, if they convert on this, if they get this first down, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. And there's still a chance to beat them, but we were behind in the game, to use a football analogy. We're starting to get a little bit caught up, but this is no time to play around. You've just got to stop trusting the system. You've got to start hating it. You've got to start just criticizing it, blocking it, resisting it, never take a plea, always fight tickets, because it's all fraudulent. It's all lies. It's all trash. It's all designed. The people running the government want to make us all poor and wreck the economy. Cops, we know you've lied and been caught. You've got quotas. We know a lot of you don't like giving people tickets, but you're told you better do it. Listen, the old lady you pull over, that little family, they're not going to have groceries if you give them that ticket. Okay? And that's why the tickets get more and more. And it's never going to fund the state. The state's going to go bankrupt. It's all designed that way. Rick Perry doubled the size of the Texas government, and they say he cut it. It's not that the whole country's coming down so fast, Texas is miles above them, like the Helter Skelter line. Yeah, I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Texas is falling as well. We're just higher up. You know, California jumped out of the airplane a long time ago. It's about to hit the ground. We're up at about 10,000 feet coming in. Everybody's like, oh, let's climb up the ladder to Texas. Texas is falling too. Oh, man, it makes me so angry. Let me tell you something. It makes me angry that the poor people out there are so dumbed down by the weapon system that is mainstream media that they really think Obama cares about poor people when he's sworn to bring in eugenics. When people say, oh, he's a communist, the military's waking up because they're putting all these communists in. Communism is the banker New World Order management system to wreck everything and promise poor people they're going to be able to lay around all day drinking pina coladas if they rob the rich people, which the rich people are the middle class. Poor people think someone living in a five-bedroom house with three cars on a golf course is rich or wealthy when they're upper middle class, okay? And they're trying to teach poor people that if they shut down the business, and that's what's happening. Nouveau riche are just going, oh, I got enough money to live comfortably for, I'm just not working anymore. And in a way, it's like an Atlas Shrugged type deal that's happening. Oh, man, I'm so sick of it, though. I mean, it's bad. Here's the deal. We got really bad people. It'd be like if there was a rabid dog in my yard, and it had rabies, and I saw kids playing down the street on their scooters, and I just saw the rabid dog attack my chihuahua, and it's foaming at the mouth. It's a pit bull. I would go get my rifle, and I would shoot it. And the New World Order is like a trillion-pound rabid dog, and I'm watching it chew up other countries and wreck societies, and it's, you know, like Godzilla shutting down our power plants and shutting down these jobs and shipping these jobs and putting regulations on and writing books about how it's going to wreck us, and it's rawr! And I'm just like, hey, let's get rid of that. That's not our friend. And I've got to hear, you're just mad because Mitt Romney didn't win. I'm like, Mitt Romney's like Megalon stomping along behind him, his second, like the mayor pro tem, if something was to happen to Obama. He came out of the same ocean, stomping. And I'm like, hey, let's get rid of them. Come on, they're not friends. They're bad. Look, Northcom, Northcom, they're trying to take your gun. Oh, trick my guns, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. The AP's like, look at Alex Jones. He claims there's 1.6 billion bullets. Well, there is, but he's still a kook. Now I'm going to do this new shuffle at the party.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.